Today's Thursday. It's the rundown. It is December 22nd. 21st. Presented by Oak Cart, Oak and Ginger, hashtag Oak and Ginger. So if you're drinking your Oak and Gingers this holiday season, use the hashtag. Probably get a couple of retweets out of it. Little tip there. I've had like
a little phlegmy?
No.
A noodle.
Digestion. Indigestion.
We gotta get
heartburn.
Oh. What'd you eat?
No, I've just had for like 2 days, 3 days.
Isn't that usually from eating something?
I don't know. It's drinking beer.
I had my lunch. Night? I got it when I ate my. It's just because I'm eating shit too quick because I don't have time to eat, so I just shovel it down when I'm doing this.
So you're ready. Basically like a 5 year old that's like throws up because I eat too fast.
I didn't throw up. I got a heartburn, indigestion. Con Air Man Eye Stubble. Weird glare. Con Air makes products that help elevate grooming from basic hair removal to ritual of looking good. All-in-one tools so you don't need a lot of attachments. Extra sharp etched blades. Don't pull or snag. Makes a great holiday gift for any. Sold on Amazon. The link is right below, so click on it and get yours in time for Christmas still. So if you don't have the Christmas gift, all guys will use this. It's a great gift, so I highly recommend. Let's start with this NFL executive who was fired. And I don't like this story unless there's more to it. He was fired for like interacting, maybe borderline soliciting, like porn stars, call services. I feel like who cares what you do on Twitter? Like Twitter, you can do whatever you want. You like porn, you start saying, hey baby, to escorts. That's Twitter, man.
It is Twitter, but I at the same time, and I don't think you should be fired for it, but at the same time, you know this is gonna happen. I mean, no, if you have a ton of tweets at like hookers and trying to pick up call girls, it's gonna come back to bite you in the ass.
I disagree. I read all the tweets, so I was like, this is just, he's just getting caught in the wrong month. You know what I mean?
Why like, would you quit? Can you get fired for that?
I mean, right, he didn't do anything. I read him and I was expecting it to be like really graphic or deliberately saying, I want to like procure your services. He never said anything. Like, he was flirting with call girls.
One of the screenshots
he fell in love with a stripper.
It was a porn star that tweeted like, oh, this guy I was with had a cock ring, and he wrote, yikes.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with that?
Yeah, he nothing. Is, I'm just saying, my point is, if you ever get any sort of prominent position, you should delete your entire Twitter account.
See, this guy
or
to
all
me
your old tweets.
Is like the most sympathetic guy I've ever seen. Because one, he doesn't know how to use Twitter. Yep. He probably thought he was like text messaging.
Yeah, yeah.
And two, he's your buddy that falls in love with a stripper. And he's like, everyone kind of feels bad for that guy where he walks out of a strip club like, I spent thousands of dollars because like this stripper said she was going to fucking give me her number after. It's like, why not, dude? And that's this guy.
I also sympathize with him because the coolest part about Twitter is all like the porn stars and shit like that.
Right.
Like there's a whole side of Twitter that's like, you can directly interact with these girls if you want to. It's an interesting.
I'm still feeling the wraths of porn convention when I went like 5 years ago because we were set a meeting, so I was following them all.
I'm Betty Black.
Betty Black.
Maxine Holloway.
Okay, welcome. Welcome to Barstool Sports. Those are gigantic boobs.
My name is Ivan and I direct porn movies.
My name is Romy Rain and I'm in porn movies.
Perfect. That would explain a lot.
Let's see, the beard, well, sometimes I eat and get a little messy, so this is just to clean it out a little
bit. Is this just a red carpet look or an all-the-time look?
I think it's going to be a brand new look for me. Susan Lucia porn because I haven't never won an AVN award.
How many have you already been nominated in the past that you haven't won?
70 total.
70?
Yes.
I didn't even know that.
He's been nominated for 70 AVNs, zero wins.
So I haven't, like, there's a pretty good chance if at any time I pull up my Twitter, there'll be graphic stuff on, like, my feed.
And dude, if you're into that, it's his whole world where you can do all that shit.
It's fucking bullshit that, like, Instagram alerts everyone to, like, who you follow. Like, I followed,
I hate that.
iBooties at, like, 2 in the morning the other night when I just couldn't sleep. Mm-hmm. And someone immediately tweeted me, like, oh, what are
Look
you doing?
This.
Yeah. Like, bro, I just can't sleep. What the fuck you want?
I don't like that feature. And you can't, on Instagram, I don't think you can turn that off.
I don't think so.
No.
You know,
it says like who you
We
who
have
you
a resident
like,
guy
you,
here, like,
oh yeah. Yes,
Paul
yes,
will be
that.
Quick to be like, saw you followed by Jenny Smith last night. That was weird.
We as a society need to get to a point where it's like, it's almost like bachelor party rules. Like, whoever you follow on Instagram, just don't fucking talk about
it. The internet is the internet, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
still like don't understand why this guy felt there. If we're going to roll this forward, there had to be more skeletons. Because you're doing that, why would you resign?
Well, you know what his mistake was? He deleted it all before he got called out on it. So he almost, like, admitted that, like, there was more.
Like, I've never heard of him.
Yeah, I've never even heard of him either.
He's, like, in finance or something.
It's like just NFL Network being caught in a really, like, they, if you've read all the stories, like, it was a bad, you know, company culture and all that shit. So they're like, we got to wash our hands of all of it.
Yeah. So wait, and this guy's just sad. He started deleting everything.
He deleted it all.
And then someone noticed that was happening?
Yeah, and I think Deadspin or someone else, some other blog picked it up. Yeah.
That's what they like doing, especially since they deleted all their stuff prior to, like, anybody else.
Right.
Like,
and you just read, if you, like, it's just, we need to have, like, a common sense test. Like, I read every single one of his tweets. It's like, this guy,
unless
there's something I missed,
yeah.
unless there's more that he deleted that I didn't, that weren't put out there, the ones that I read were not that bad.
Moving on. Mark Wahlberg, back in the news for a story that he was already in the news for. So, as a Patriot fan, Mark Wahlberg actually, like, I think he did the parade, maybe, or he did something. No, opening day, he was on the microphone. And I was like, oh, Mark Wahlberg, not Mark Wahlberg. It shouldn't be him. He's a fake fan. He left during the Super Bowl. He did leave during the Super Bowl when they were down in Atlanta. He originally said his kid was sick. He then went on today or yesterday and said on an interview that his kid was 8 years old, was uncontrollably, like, dropping F-bombs and flailing because the Patriots were losing. He couldn't control the kid, had to leave. Mark Wahlberg left this game because the Patriots are down and he's a spoiled, like, kind of fake fan. I don't know why he keeps readjusting the story, and maybe it shouldn't bother me, but it does. Like, just shut up about it, Wahlberg. We all know why you left the game. Your 8-year-old son was rolling around on the ground doing F-bombs because the Patriots are losing. That's just a blatant lie.
And he said his wife wanted to stay. Like, she was the one who was like, no, let's stay. Like, he's trying to come with some angle, like, no, we support the Patriots. Like, my wife wanted to stay. The whole thing. Why is he even still talking about it? Just
because he knows it's a horrible look.
Yeah, I know, but like it was over.
Do you know how,
like,
it's not?
No one's going to talk about it until you brought this up again.
You know how it's not a horrible look if he just had told the truth from the beginning? He was like, hey, guess what? I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I doubted Tom Brady for the first time in my life, and I'll never live that down.
Right. That would have been the only play. But instead, this
poor kid too is going to grow up, and everyone's going to be like, you ruined the fucking best Super Bowl ever.
And by the way, like, Wahlberg, you're, like, the worst parent ever. If your kid is rolling around on the ground as 8 years old, you're like, fuck this, fuck that, and you can't control.
Not only the worst parent ever, like, why are you bringing your 8-year-old to the Super Bowl?
Yeah. I don't mind that.
They brought the whole family.
That's tough.
Sitting in the suite.
I feel like I think you need to, I don't understand, like, kids' ages, so Kevin, maybe, like, you, like.
Me neither.
I'm not there yet either. Like, I have no idea what you do with an 8-year-old.
Right, there's that age, though, where a kid can sit through a full game, and you don't have to worry about it.
I remember. I was 85, Super Bowl, Bears, Patriots. I remember that. Like, I was into it. Like, I Steve Rogan.
You didn't go to the game. Like,
No, but I like football. I knew football enough.
There's that age, though, that a kid can sit through a whole game and you don't have to worry about it.
I mean, the thing is, like, if I'm Mark Wahlberg and I bring my suite and I'm bringing, like, my team of nannies, and it's like, okay, he's crying, you deal with him.
FYI, this is a blatant lie.
Yeah,
I mean, he left because they're being
killed. That's the smoking gun right there. That's the smoking gun, the thought that Mark Wahlberg is the one who, like, is dealing with his kids when they throw a tantrum. No fucking
I'm just
idea.
Saying, if you have an 8-year-old kid, and they haven't been able to prove, like, say this actually did happen this way, I'm not bringing my 8-year-old son to the Super Bowl unless he's proven that he can sit for, like, 6 hours.
So he doesn't ruin it for you.
Yeah. Right. Because, like, that's just too big of a risk for that type of game.
Mark Wahlberg's an interesting cat. I wonder if you polled, like, Massachusetts people, whether people like him or don't. Like, he's super famous, but he says outrageous stuff and is a blatant, like, liar. He's also
got that,
like, racist.
Horrible backstory. Yeah.
So it's just interesting character.
Yeah, that one,
People just kind of, like, forget about it.
You know what? It's weird. It's like,
they
don't forget about it, but they don't really blame him for it. Like, everyone kind of knows that story now, but it's just like,
I remember that came back out in the news, and it's vintage Wahlberg. Nobody would ever talk about it, but they couldn't get, like, the license for Wahlbergers because he's arrested. They were trying to, like, clear it, but the lady, it was like some minority was, like, throwing rocks at and, like, chasing around Dorchester, and the lady, then they interviewed her, and she was, like, most well-spoken. She's like, he never apologized. He's never said it. He's sorry. Like, he's only now coming up saying he's embarrassed by it because he's trying to get this license for Wahlberg.
Right.
It's crazy. Letarian Milton. I'm going to be honest on this. So Letarian Milton, he's one of those guys who belongs to the internet. There's nothing. He could be the baddest dude who ever lived. But he was up front when he was like 7 when he stole his grandmother's car. He says, I want to do hood rat things with my friends.
Letarian Milton is not your typical 7-year-old. Few his age have ever driven an SUV up and down several busy streets. It all started at his mother's townhouse. Letarian says he took the car keys and hopped into his grandmother's Dodge Durango.
When I came through the back door, I looked on the counter, my keys were gone.
It's fun to do bad things, to drive into a car.
Well, did you know that you could perhaps kill somebody?
Yes, but I wanted to do hood rat stuff with my friend.
He's clear, he can free and clear basically to kill somebody.
You're an internet child.
Yes.
Forever.
Yeah.
Like he is the internet. The internet is.
Yeah. I don't given know to the wolves.
If this story is remotely recent. I think it was in the summer.
It was the summer, yeah.
But we're talking about today for some unknown reason because we blogged it, but that's fine. But he's carjacking people like left and right.
His hood rat things.
And that is.
He said that's what he wanted to do, and the young man fulfilled his dream.
He's the only guy that can
doing hood rat things with his friends.
Carjacking cute.
Yeah. I didn't blink when I saw this story. The only thing that made me pause was just the fact that he's like a real person now.
Yeah.
And it makes you going like,
you're
is,
old,
is Grape Lady dead?
She might have died.
She might be dead.
Was that the first like internet video?
Grape Lady?
Yeah.
I remember that watching noise, Grape man. Lady like sophomore year of college. And I remember watching it over and over.
Grape Lady bro.
Almost yeah. being like, what is this YouTube?
Yeah. She might be dead. Like Grape Lady is in a nursing home. That's sad to think about.
Is there anything that you can think like viral that predates Grape Lady?
There was that, wasn't there that Star Wars kid who was like,
it was a human. That was not human.
I can't breathe. Which shows how far the internet's come. Wasn't there the mentally retarded like Star Wars kid that everyone.
That was kind of fucked up. That was the
that
first.
That was really
like,
fucked
that
up.
That was actually YouTube. I think Grape Lady, I saw Grape Lady on like E-Bomb's World. I think YouTube really blew up because of the Star Wars kid.
What was Star Wars kid?
He had like a lightsaber and it was like, but it was at like a mentally retarded person. Like,
I'm still not beyond that, but I have to say, no, Grape Lady is before Star Wars kid.
Way before.
God,
I think
what
like
a
many
fucking
years,
great
yeah.
video.
That noise Grape Lady made.
She can't breathe. She said she can't breathe.
It was like a goose. Like,
and she tried, and the best part is she tried to cheat.
Arts and crafts. It's a lot of fun, a whole day. Stop. Oh, I can't breathe.
You remember Greg? She's like, stop.
Yeah.
You tried to fucking cheat. That fucking cheat. You got what you deserved.
Grape Lady.
There was one video. I don't think it was ever super viral, but it was like this kid who whacked his friend on the head with a shovel.
Oh,
it was
yeah,
called
yeah.
Shovelhead. Yeah, 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 and that was the only thing I can think of that I ever saw before Grape Lady.
God damn it.
I'll find Shovelhead. So we'll put funny. It in here.
That was just like the best video of the year.
It was like 6 seconds. It was like 6 seconds long. He just went, whack, it went gong, and the kid went, ah, and that was it. It just cut.
Nowadays, that happens. You're like, okay, that fucking kid's on Jimmy Kimmel's payroll.
Yeah, this
shovel's like, you know, Home Depot that they're doing it.
Yep.
Sucks. Ruins.
Lady. Movement watches, URL mvmt.com/rundown. You'll get 15% off, free shipping and returns. Movement watches start at $95. Department store, you're looking at $400 to $500. Now's the time to step your watch game up. Join the movement today. Movement watches, click on it. Get the movement watch. Turkey, the country of Turkey, versus Enes Kanter, for a guy who's not very good. Is in the news a lot. Him versus LeBron, now him versus Turkey. I don't know who the more formidable opponent is. Turkey is mad because he is trashing like the president of Turkey and also saying he feels bad for people in Turkey. I'd be lying if I said I knew what was going on in Turkey. I thought Turkey was sort of a democracy, but maybe not.
It doesn't sound that way. It can't be great.
Pseudo ones.
I can't imagine Turkey's a great
so
place.
So they gave him a 4-year sentence. He's just laughing. I was like, that's all I got for bashing like the president of Turkey. I think he's taking it kind of lightly. And if Turkey. It's one of those things, he's like backing Turkey into the corner where you gotta kill Enes Kanter.
If Turkey wants to have any respect in this world,
you gotta take him out.
So I don't think they can do it. I feel like Enes Kanter being like a millionaire in America is probably more powerful than the entire country of Turkey.
What's going on in Turkey?
I don't know, it can't be great.
Bad? Stat check? What's going
can
on
someone
just Google what's going
on. There was a coup there last year.
I mean, if you're getting coup.
Good guys or bad guys won the coup?
Well,
What
the update we said, what we've heard so far
Hitler
in the last 30 seconds, there was a coup in Turkey. Dan asked, did the good guys or bad guys win? The president couped himself so he could take back more power.
Hitler did that.
Did he?
Yeah, he burned down the Reichstag. and said, oh, it was my enemies that did it. I need more power.
Good history lesson. Yeah.
Classic Hitler.
Yeah. So probably not a good guy, the turkey guy.
Yeah.
You, when you coup yourself for fake news, probably not a good guy.
Yeah, no, listen, you got to be Team Cantor here. You can't be Team
Cantor. Oh, yeah.
No, of course.
I'm just saying.
I agree with Dave. Like, feels like we're taking this a little lightly here.
Right.
Venus.
Yeah.
If you're just sitting in Turkey and you're like, you're sentenced to 4 years and someone laughs in your face and you can't do anything about it, then you have no political clout at
right.
all in this.
And a guy who stages his own coups, I certainly don't think is opposed to like just assassinations.
Yeah.
By the way, if another player leaves Oklahoma City and turns out to be like really good, Russ Westbrook should never win an MVP again. Because Enes Kanter's having a great year and Oladipo's like unbelievable.
A star.
Yeah. Both of them had to leave him to become like great. So,
the ball
was on his hand.
Yeah, all the time. Right.
You think from Harden, Durant, Kanter, I mean, the Thunder have had a lot of big names all come and go.
Yeah.
Last story of the day here. Apple has admitted that they sabotage old phones when the new ones come out. They said it so the phone doesn't shut off. People are mad. I guess it shouldn't be overly surprising, but it's one of those things like Apple, honestly, like, chill out. Like, everyone's already buying Apples. Yeah. Everyone already
run the world.
Ones. You really have to sabotage your own old ones. To me, somebody has to go to prison for this.
I mean, we knew this happened.
It's still to admit it.
Yeah. It is one of the all-time scams.
No, I'm happy they admit it because we knew. They knew that we knew. At least just be open honest about it. Yeah, like, we fuck with your phone. My phone has sucked since the new one came out.
It's crazy how they do that.
It's insane.
So
you didn't put ketchup tacos on there? You see Marcellus Wiley?
Ketchup tacos, I saw.
Actually,
you
no. Chaps didn't blog it, so never mind.
Give us ketchup tacos.
It's just he eats tacos.
Which
with
is
ketchup.
Bananas move.
Yeah.
Three blogs, right?
Well, no, there's.
But none.
There's, yeah, none.
Yeah. Marcellus Wiley ketchup tacos.
It's a gross, gross move.
I would agree with that. That's
gross, gross move.
Is
that it for the year?
Yeah. I don't know. Next week, we may not have rundowns. We just put out that video, which is unbelievable.
Made me want to cry.
Shout out to Liam to made that, the recap of the year.
Obviously, I don't think Liam made it.
Yeah, a lot of guys made it. Noah did, Tom.
Noah, shout out to Noah. Yeah. Whatever. We're all a team here. There's no names on the back of the jerseys.
Or the front. We don't put our names on anything. No.
I will
there's
say,
no,
naturally,
no name tags.
Yeah,
no,
so
no names.
Like Chaps is like, thanks for the shout out. No Chaps. F you failing upwards. Like, we weren't mentioned. It's like, maybe work harder. I'm sure once Rapport finds
Wait, what, what's going on? Oh, they weren't in the
people
video.
People who weren't in the video.
Oh. Oh. Chaps was in it.
Was he?
Yeah, he was in a picture with. Oh, wait. No, maybe that was just a slideshow for the charity. Okay, Chaps was not in it.
Yeah.
So
no.
Maybe a couple more ketchup blogs, taco blogs would get in it.
Shout out to that video. And that's about it that we got. It's. Closing now 2017.
Are you betting bowl games? We should make some picks for the national championship.
I did not bet last night. I saw it was 45-10. I would have gone over in SMU probably, so 1-1. What was the final?
It was like 51-10 or something.
Oh, so it didn't go over. It was 70.
No, it didn't.
Oh, so I would have been 0-2.
Yeah, SMU looked like they'd never played football.
That's one
ever.
Of those bowl things that you just don't know what's going to happen.
Who do you have in the semifinal games, quickly? Because this might be our last chance.
Clemson.
Yeah, I agree.
And then
you've been on Clemson the whole time, right?
Yeah, I think Clemson will steamroll the whole thing. So and then it's Clemson, Alabama, and then Oklahoma is playing
Georgia. That's a tough game.
I like Georgia.
That's one of those games you got to see the first like 4 minutes.
I am absolutely not sold on any level on Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I haven't been for a decade.
Oklahoma goes 3-and-out, the game's over.
Yeah. I like
seriously, that's how it's going to roll.
I think Georgia, Clemson, national title, Clemson wins the whole thing.
Yep. I kind of like that too. Although it's crazy that Alabama's in the Final Four and like
nobody's talking picking
about
them.
Yeah. Like they forgot about Alabama. Yeah.
That would be Alabama and Saban-esque if they did just win it. And it was
Let me put it this way.
Doubt us again. We're Alabama.
I'm not gonna like be remotely.
Alabama's
about
favored
Alabama.
In that game. Yeah. So, I think they're 3-point favorites.
There's not a inch of me, especially with like that element of them playing the overlooked card. But nothing would surprise me with that.
Yeah, that's great though. 3 years in a row, Alabama and Clemson. I feel like Saban's gonna get. You don't beat Nick Saban and then live to tell the tale.
Especially, I know like Clemson's been great. I still think
I picked Clemson too, but I just feel like
I still think of Dabo as an idiot.
Yeah, I'm gonna feel like an idiot when Alabama's doing like the Alabama thing and just shit kicking Clemson. I'm like,
of course,
but they're
of
not.
Of course, Nick Saban's not
like
gonna get beat
I think part of it is I was at a couple Clemson games this year, including like Virginia Tech.
They got some dudes on that defensive line.
Their front four is a monster jam.
Yeah.
Monster jam.
Yeah. Big time.
All right. That's all we got.
Happy New Year. See you next year.